Hey everybody, what's good? What's good? This is Anna Siskin. I'm just coming to you guys today in regards to you need a side hustle. If you don't have one, this is going to be the topic. I'm going to get into it about the side hustle because, you know, a lot of people don't talk about it. A lot of people are like, oh yeah, you know, just, you know, do this or do that, go to a 9-to-5 and, you know, go look for a job and, you know, this and that. And I'm like thinking to myself, you know, it's great to have a job. Okay, don't get me wrong. Okay, that's how I started. I started with a job. You know, I had kids, I got married, had kids. Then I needed a job. And then, you know, I went into the whole 8-to-5 thing for a while. And then when I was like 26 years old, 27, I just really kind of asked myself, I said, you know, I mean, I remember the day. I remember the day. Let me tell you a little story because, you know, I kind of want to fill you in on really like why I got an epiphany and why I got like, you know, it just was like, a light went off. I was, you know, at my 8-to-5 job. Okay. And I remember working weekends also because, you know, my job for some reason wanted me to work weekends all the time. Okay, so I had like one day off during the week. So basically I worked 6 days a week. And I remember I was just like in my cubicle, okay? It was like really super small. And I was like in my cubicle looking at my computer, just sitting there, you know, and working that morning. And I just felt like I didn't belong there. Okay. Like a lot of people, you just feel like at your job, some of you feel like you're at your job and you don't belong there. Like, this is not where I'm supposed to be. And so I was like, you know, there has to be more than these three little walls that I have, you know, one in front of me and two on the side. I mean, there has to be more than this little cubicle. And there has to just be more to life. It just can't be where I'm just going to go to this job every day, work weekends, never see my family, and just work my butt off for the rest of my life until I retire, until I'm 60-something years old. And I felt so choked. I felt like all of a sudden, you know, I was like almost claustrophobic. Like, I felt like I was like the cubicle just got smaller and smaller and I just became just claustrophobic. And I remember I thought to myself, there has to be more than this. There has to be more than this. Okay. And so when I finally realized and I finally, you know, just looked at my life because, you know, at that time I had a lot of stress. You know, I was working 6 days a week. My dad had cancer. I was, you know, really just kind of taking him to his doctor's appointments on my day off, which was like one day off, you know, so I couldn't rest because I had to take my dad to his cancer appointments and then, you know, rush my mom to run errands and all this stuff. And so for me, you know, my one day off sucked because I had to go pick up my kid, take my kids to school, pick them up, take my dad to his doctor's appointment. Then, you know what I'm saying, make dinner and just, you know, do all that stuff. And I was just like, then I got to go to work tomorrow. So this didn't really feel like a day off. So I was really just upset at life at that time. I was really just upset. And I was just like, I couldn't believe that me and my husband were dealing with all these issues, right? With, you know, just, you know, going to work, never seeing each other and just not having really a life, but just work and the kids. And I just felt so overwhelmed by life. And then, of course, I decided to, you know, leave my job because I ended up having a miscarriage. And, you know, I just decided, you know what, I can't just work my butt off. My health is important. And I just had to put my health as a priority. So then, and of course, you know, when my dad had cancer at the time, too, like I said, you know, I was, you know, the one that was taking him to his doctor's appointment. So I felt like responsible for him. So I felt like I wasn't spending enough time with my dad and I didn't know how much time I had with him, which wasn't going to be much longer, you know, to my surprise. So anyway, once I decided to quit my job and, you know, of course, everything fell apart because, you know, nothing was easy. I kind of didn't have a plan when I quit my job. I kind of was just like okay, I'm going to work from home. I'm going to figure this out. And I saw people doing network marketing at the time. And so then I was like, you know, maybe I should try it. Maybe I should see if I could, you know, earn some money and, you know, all that stuff. So, but at the time, like I told you, I was dealing with my dad's cancer. And then at the time I was barely, me and my husband were barely making enough money for us to pay the mortgage. Okay. So then I was like, okay, I might lose my house. And then on top of that, like, I think about a couple months after I left my job, they came and repoed my truck. So I was like, okay, so I have no car. I'm about to lose my house. My dad's dying of cancer. I'm going to have to figure this out. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I wish, you know, at the time, you know, when I did have a job, someone would have said to me, you know, Anna, you need to have a side hustle in case you ever lose your job or if something happens, you know, you have something to fall back on. And right now, because, you know, I'm just like, we're in the midst of a government shutdown. I don't know if you guys have watched the news. I don't watch the news very much, but I do, you know, stay on social media and that's how I find out some things. And so then I learned about the government shutdown and I said to myself, you know, I really need to speak to my people and I really need to speak to the public and tell them, look, no one's telling you this right now. No one's telling you you need a side hustle. No one's pushing you to get a side hustle. No one's actually, you know, inspiring you to get a side hustle probably. You probably think that network marketing is a joke and that, oh, you know, those people are just doing that thing, right? Some of you are a little bit more open now only because of the whole, you know, shutdowns from a year ago or, you know, a year ago. And you guys are starting to see that people are working from home. And a lot of companies are seeing that it's benefiting their company with saving them a lot of money as well. So the big corporations are looking at it as this is going to be a great thing for our company. We're going to save a lot more money. And so it's better for the big corporations, okay? But for a lot of you that have been furloughed, for a lot of you that are right now laid off waiting for your unemployment check, which I've heard, you know, because I have a family member that's waiting for their unemployment check. He's been waiting now for about 4 months for his unemployment check that he has not received. It's a good thing that he had savings, because if he wouldn't have had his savings, guess what? He wouldn't have had any income coming in. He would have lost his house. And who's going to help him with that? Who? He's the sole provider for his family. I'm like thinking to myself, you know, this is the kind of thing that no one talks about and no one says, you know, hey, you need a side hustle. You need to think about tomorrow because you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. And so because he had, you know, he's doing, I think, e-commerce to some degree and he has some savings. So, of course, you know, he's making his little side money right now. So he's doing his thing, but he's actually, you know, living off of his savings that he had. And so for a lot of people, though, they don't have that to fall back on. A lot of you don't have that. And so I'm telling you right now, you have to think about getting in network marketing, getting a side hustle, something you're passionate about, something that you are going to be on fire for, okay? Because I don't want you to get into a side hustle and not be passionate about it and just, you know, it just be a mundane thing for you to do, right? I want you to look at, what are you passionate about? Are you passionate about makeup? Are you passionate about wellness, like getting, you know, fit, losing weight? Are you passionate about cars? Are you passionate about, I mean, you know, finding good deals and coupons and all that stuff? What are you passionate about? What is your side thing that you look forward to doing? You know, for me, I look forward to doing, I love the beauty industry. I love the wellness industry. It's one of the things that I started with when I did a lot of digital marketing though as well when I first started, right? But I did do, the first business that I did do was, you know, beauty care products. And so for me, you know, I always liked makeup. I always liked, you know, beauty. So I started to, you know, look into skincare and all that stuff. But the company that I was with, I really didn't like the ingredients that they were putting in the products, because I did build up my knowledge on, you know, what, you know, chemicals and all that stuff do to your body when you put them on your face and your body, because your body is the biggest organ, you know, on your body. So everything that you put on your body is going directly into your bloodstream. And a lot of you probably don't know that, but you could Google it. But, when I became a beauty influencer to some degree, it opened a lot of doors. I actually have reviewed a lot of products, you know, like, you know, Tom Ford. I've, you know, reviewed some products from, you know, Lancome, Yves Saint Laurent, you know, a lot of products that I've reviewed. And the beauty industry, I mean, it's just a beautiful industry to be in, because if you're a girl, if you're a woman, you love beauty products, okay? And so I've always leaned towards that, but I really wasn't passionate about it to some degree. But now, because I'm getting older, I'm looking into, you know, of course, the skincare and hair care and wellness side. And so now I feel like, you know, now because I'm older, and a lot of people do come to me and they ask me what I use, you know, because I am older, you know, but I don't look older. You know, I'm aging very gracefully, thank God. But, you know, I do have a lot of little secrets and a lot of products that I use. But I felt like I was spending so much money on skincare. I was spending a lot of money on skincare and beauty products. And I felt like, you know what, I need to find a business where I'm gonna save some money on my skincare and hair care. And it's gonna benefit me in the long run. So I finally found my home. I finally found a company that really is doing that for me right now. And I'm super excited about it. And you can follow me on Instagram if some of you want to check it out. If you guys want to see what kind of side hustle I'm doing, you guys can go to my Instagram, you know, and just check it out there. I'm at Official Girl Boss Anna, A-N-N-A. And so you guys can find me there. You can find me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/prosperityanna. And I talk all about, you know, what I'm doing, and you guys can see my stories, you guys can see my lives, you guys can see whatever, you know, I'm into, and you guys can check it out for yourselves, and maybe it might be something that you might want to do and add to your portfolio as far as your side hustle. But if right now you don't have a side hustle and you guys are looking, like I said, you have to find something that you're passionate about, something that you would look forward to doing, because when you do something with passion and when you do something that you love, it's almost easy to talk about it. It's not hard to talk about it. It's not hard to experience it because you love it. And I think for a lot of people, because, you know, of course, some of you hate your job right now. You guys probably are like, I don't want to go to this job. I have to get up in the morning. I mean, I've seen TikToks of people literally doing, you know, their morning routine of going to work. And they're like really miserable, and they're like crying. They're upset. They're driving with their coffee in their hand, and they're really, really upset about going to work every day or being stuck in traffic on the freeway going to work. And, you know, it just sucks when you have, you know, a job to do for 8 hours or 9, 10 hours, and then you only have a few hours before you go to bed to finish everything that, you know, you have to entertain your family, you have to feed your kids, you have to, you know, take your kids to practice, or, you know, you have to spend a little quality time with your partner, and, you know what I'm saying, you don't have a lot of time. And so for me, you know, that's why I traded my time, you know, I traded the job that I had and I hated for my time. And I will never get time back, you know what I mean? All the hours I spent on the 8-to-5 job that I went to a job every day, I'll never get back. You know, raising my kids, you know, and being a young mom at the time, I remember feeling so empty because I had to drop off my kids at school, but I couldn't pick them up sometimes because I had to work. And so, you know, I didn't really do the homework. I missed a lot of the things that, you know, I should have done as a mom with my kids when they were little. And for a lot of you that have children, you know, and you're a mom or a dad, you know, you're missing out on the golden years of your child's life when they're little, because they're only little for so long. And the next thing you know, they're adults and they leave your home, and then they're doing their own life, and you're basically just reminiscing on the times that you missed out with them, and even spending time with your parents. A lot of people are like, you know, I don't even get to see my mom or my dad, or I don't get to spend time with my family because I'm always at work. And, you know, it just saddens me, because it's like, you don't have to live like that in these times in 2021, guys. You do not have to live like that. And the greatest thing about us, because we live in the United States, we have, you know, somewhat of a freedom. I can't say we fully are free, because we're having and being told to do this and that lately. But as far as having a career and a job and a career that you love, and it not being a job so much, but doing what you're passionate about and really living out your passion, is something that I think every person has inside of them. And the sad part of it, guys, and the sad story is, you don't want to be that person that dies one day and you don't even get to live out what you set out to do. you didn't even get to do that dream that you had to be, you know, an entrepreneur, or to be, you know, have your own business, or to own something, or, you know, to experience something, a different life. Instead, you know, you did what you had to do, which is all good and dandy. Don't get me wrong. For some of you that have a job, that are probably listening to this, you're probably like, oh, so you're knocking jobs. You know, no, I'm not knocking jobs. I'm not knocking your hard work. I'm not trying to tell you that you're a bad person for going to work every day. What I'm trying to tell you is that you, if you have a dream inside of you, that you can still fulfill it. All you need to do is believe in yourself and go out there and get it and just get it done. And so, you know, I just, because I wish somebody would have told me this when I was younger, or when I had the opportunity to do it. No one came to me and told me, Anna, I have an opportunity for you. I think you need to do this. I think you need to try this. Towards later, you know, in my 30s is when people were starting to come to me and tell me. And I wish when I was in my 20s that someone would have told me, hey, you know, you can do this. And because it would have set the tone and would have set me already. By this time, I would already been a millionaire. You know, I really feel that way, because being a six-figure earner is really not hard to do in this industry. But it is, you know what I'm saying, something that people look at it as, maybe it's not for me, maybe I can't do that. And you talk yourself out of it. Or even worse, you know, maybe someone did come to you with an opportunity, right? I'm just painting a scenario. Someone did come to you with an opportunity, and then you talk to your aunt, and then you talk to your mom or your dad or your husband or your wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whoever, friend, best friend, that your bestie. And you said, hey, you know what? So-and-so came and told me, you know, to join this company. And you know what you did? You went and told everybody else, and then they laughed, or they said something negative about the company, and then you believed them. And then what you did is you said, well, my friend said that, you know, this company is a scam, so I'm not going to do it because that's what my friend said, or my mom said, or my boyfriend or my girlfriend. And then you missed out on something that could have changed your life. Okay. And that's the problem with everybody right now is that you're not looking at, you know, it for yourself and saying, you know what, maybe this can change my life. Maybe this can be the thing that's going to take my family to the next level. Maybe I'm going to go from the apartments to the mansion if I do this opportunity. It's a possibility, right? And you know what's funny is a lot of people don't think about stuff like that. They talk themselves out of stuff, or they talk to somebody and get counseling from broke people. Like, if you're going to a broke person that doesn't have a mansion, or they're not rich, and you're asking them for advice, and they're giving you advice and you're taking it, to me, it's like, why? Why would I go, you know what I'm saying, to somebody that's broke, that doesn't have nothing, and ask them for their advice? Some of you are asking the wrong people for advice. And I'm like, it can't be a possible. It's just impossible for me to believe sometimes that I can't believe people's mentality. It's so broken. It's so, you know, in 1950s, because, you know, when you're really, you know, looking at an opportunity and you have something great in front of you, and then you dismiss it like it's nothing. I mean, even crypto, for instance, right? I'm not in crypto. I do have cryptocurrency, but I'm not in the crypto business, is what I'm saying. You know, if you would have been a person to buy some, you know, Bitcoin back, you know, years ago, you know, when someone first brought it to you, you would have already been a millionaire by now. You know what I'm saying? But because some of you are so close-minded, you guys are just, your mind is shut down. You don't look at the opportunities that are in front of you. And when someone brings you an opportunity, instead of saying, you know, thank you for bringing this to me, instead you're insulted and you're like, why are you telling me about this? I don't want to know about this. That's a scam. I don't want to hear it. You know, so-and-so told me that it's a pyramid. So-and-so told me that, you know what I'm saying, that it's this and that. And you're just looking at it as an insult because someone's approaching you about a business opportunity. That, you know, you should be thanking every person that brought you a business opportunity in the last couple of years. You should be so thankful, and you should be so grateful to those people, because they, you know, they tried to get you out of that job that you hate. And, you know, and so for me, bringing this podcast to you, I'm trying to deliver a message to open your mind. Okay, to look at your tomorrow differently than you look at your today. And so I hope that some of you really look at some side hustles today. I hope that you maybe talk to your friend that's in network marketing and that has brought you some opportunities, and go back to that person and say, you know what, I'm sorry, I didn't listen to the opportunity, but what do you have going on? And I hope that you really get a side hustle, because trust me, this government shutdown and all this stuff happening around the world, around our global space here, is not happening by accident, okay? It is reality. And the digital currency that's coming is going to be here pretty soon. If you are not part of the digital currency and you're not earning money online, you're missing out on thousands and millions of dollars because you are so closed-minded. And so what I want to do is I want to help you guys really expand your mindset and think to yourself, look, you know what? I could be the game changer in my family. I could be the one that goes from the Section 8 apartment to the mansion. I could be that one. I always tell God, let it be me, God. Take me from the broke house to the vacation house. You know what I'm saying? Take me from nothing to something, because I'm ready to take people with me. I'm ready to do the thing that no one wants to do. And so I'm bringing you this podcast because I want to help you out there. Okay. And I know you're probably listening and thinking, man, she is crazy, this girl. But you know, I'm telling you the truth. Deep down, you and I both know I'm telling you the truth. And that's the thing about me. I'm the truth bearer. Okay. I will tell you the truth. I'm not going to sit here and do a podcast and lie to you guys and say, no, if you do a side hustle, you're not going to make any money. It's a possibility you might not make money. I mean, but the possibility is up to you. And that's what I tell people. If your friend didn't make money in network marketing, it wasn't because network marketing was broke. It was because your friend's mentality was broke. Okay? Because I've made money. You know what I'm saying? With no experience in network marketing. You know, no following. No, you know, I've made, you know, money in network marketing. And I can say this with the truth, is that anyone, if you can go out there and make $5 an hour, you can make $100 an hour. If you're out there making $20 an hour, you can make $200 an hour, $500, $1,000 an hour. It's up to you, and it's how you look at it and who you're part of. Of course, I do recommend that if you are going to get in network marketing, that you do find a mentor and an upline sponsor that is in the profession making money and earning what you would like to earn. Sometimes it is sad, because you do get with someone that's too far up there. They are making millions already. They don't have time to spend time on the phone with you. So they'll have their assistant coach you and teach you. But, you know, I mean, it depends the level of millionaire status that they're at. Okay. But some people have worked so hard that they deserve that title. They deserve that title of the millionaire billionaire. Okay. And so it's respected, because I've worked with millionaires. I've talked to billionaires. I've sat, you know, in rooms with very rich people and people that have high ranks in companies. And the only thing that I'm going to tell you is what I've learned from all of them is they all have the same work ethic. Some of them work hard, and some of them work harder. It just depends on where they want to go and what goal they want to reach. But I'm telling you, you have to learn from the best. And right now, because the market is the way it is, right now, I'm telling you, my team, we're going to learn from a millionaire earner. And right now, because our company is in the kind of baby stages, to get in now and to earn digital currency and shares and stocks in the company is something that they're offering. So if you're looking to have, you know, some stocks and to double the stocks actually within a year's time, you need to get with me and tell me, look, Anna, you know, I know you said in your podcast you got this going on, but I want to know more. So like I told you already, where to reach me: on Instagram at officialgirlbossanna, A-N-N-A, or at www.facebook.com/prosperityanna. And I really want to help you guys. I really want to help you guys go to the next level. And the thing about network marketing is that it's only going to get better from here on out. And there's only going to be certain companies standing and can stand. And so, you know, there are fly-by-night companies, there are network companies that are not really solid. So I wouldn't recommend that you really get into something that's like not solid and doesn't have a track record. But I do recommend that you do your research and that you really look at your leaders and sponsors and really think, am I going to learn something from this person? Can this person take me to the next level? And can I be the next top earner in this company? And, you know, it just depends on your goals and depends on your work ethic too, because, you know, nothing happens with a lazy work ethic. And that's the thing about a lot of people is they don't want to work, you know. But in a business, if you have your own business and you're building your own business, you're going to have to work. That's one thing I will tell you about network marketing. You can't have a lazy work ethic in network marketing. You know, if you have a lazy work ethic and you don't want to do work, you shouldn't do network marketing. It's not for you, because you're not going to achieve anything with a lazy work ethic. That's just bottom line. I'm just being honest. Okay. But if you're the kind of person that, you know what, you're like, you know what, I will work hard. I don't care what it takes to get me where I need to be. If I can leave this 8-to-5 job in a year or in 6 months, I'm going to do it. I'll do whatever it takes. And if you have that kind of mentality, then you can go far. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't, and you're like, well, do I have to do work? Do I have to learn? Do I have to listen to training? Do I have to get on calls? Do I have to really talk to my sponsor? Do I really have to do Zoom meetings? Do I have to, you know, if you're the kind of person that doesn't want to do none of those things, then network marketing is probably not for you. It is not for you, boo-boo. And, you know, it's okay. You know, it's okay if that's not you, because it's not for everybody. I'm not saying network marketing is for everybody or having a side hustle is for everybody, but it is for the certain select that want more. And because I, like I told you, when I sat in that cubicle and I just kind of sat back in my chair and I just was like, is this all this job has to offer me? What, I could be supervisor in a year? No, thanks. And have more stress? No, thanks. You know what I mean? I said, you know what? I'm working my butt off 6 days a week for this? And the company's not even going to give me a car? Or I'm not going to get no incentive bonus or nothing? I don't even have an hour lunch. I take 30-minute lunch. What? Are you kidding me? And I can't go pee because I have to ask my supervisor when I could go pee? I mean, honestly, it was just ridiculous. When I started looking at all the negatives, I was like, oh gosh, why am I here? There has to be more. Somebody please save me from this job. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth, and you know it. So anyway, but I just wanted to tell you guys that. And you know what? Like I said, I just hope that you find a side hustle that you can be proud of, that's legit, that is credible, okay? Don't go out there and find, you know, just some, you know, a lot of these traders and a lot of the, you know, I don't want to talk about bad about network marketing and some of these Forex traders and some of these people, but some of them are really scammy things out there, right? With the whole, you know, send me 300 and we'll double it. Send me $1,000 and I'll make it into 5,000. It's like, you know what I mean? This is not a slot machine kind of business. Network marketing isn't a slot machine. It isn't just a, you know, cash on, you know, you're just going to put in a dollar and get 10, you know, $10 back. It's just, it's not like that. Okay. It's not a rich, get rich scheme. It takes some work from you, but a credible network marketing company is going to help you get to where you need to be. You see what I'm saying? So just be careful out there. But also, you know what I'm saying? Be smart. All right? Take care. I'll talk to you on the next podcast. Take care. Anna Sisk, I'm out. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.